A surprise move by Russia. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Just getting word that two U.S. citizens captured while fighting in eastern Ukraine this summer have been released. A family representative tells Reuters that Alexander Drewke and Andy Hawin, both from Alabama, are part of a prisoner exchange brokered by Saudi Arabia, which also involves the release of other prisoners who'd been held by Russian-backed proxies, including several British nationals. This as Russia faces international condemnation on the world stage over the war in Ukraine.
No one threatened Russia, and no one other than Russia sought conflict.
President Biden at the UN rejecting Russia's claims of self-defense. Former President Donald Trump calls it a witch hunt, a three-year investigation of his business dealings by New York State Attorney General Letitia James, who's now suing Trump.
State Attorney General James, in one line, summed up this suit by invoking the former president's signature book.
Claiming you have money that you do not have does not amount to the art of the deal. It's the art of the steal.
From allegedly inflating square footage of his Trump Tower apartment to the value of Mar-a-Lago, James says the former president got financial perks that most people don't. And it started with Michael Cohen.
His former lawyer testified before Congress and shed light on this misconduct.
James says the Manhattan DA is exploring a parallel criminal case.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Trump calls James a fraud, and one of his attorneys calls the claims meritless. A Fox News alert on the Fed's latest move to fight inflation just announced. The central bank hiking its benchmark interest rate by another 0.75 point. That's the third time in a row the Fed chair Jay Powell has recently signaled a longer run of aggressive moves. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One of the former police officers involved in the death of George Floyd learns his fate on state charges.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane was sentenced to 3 years for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. He's already in a federal prison for 2.5 years after being convicted of violating George Floyd's civil rights. He's being allowed to serve the terms at the same time. Lane admitted to holding George Floyd's legs down while then-officer Derek Chauvin pinned him down with his knee on his neck. Chauvin was sentenced to 22.5 years in prison after being convicted of murder and manslaughter. He pleaded guilty to federal charges of violating Floyd's civil rights as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Two other former officers also convicted of violating Floyd's civil rights are set to stand trial next month in state court for aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter. NASA's new moon rocket sprouting another fuel leak after leaks scrubbed the first two launch attempts recently. Engineers staging a day-long demo today ahead of another possible launch attempt as early as next week. But officials say hazardous hydrogen fuel began to escape in the same place and at the same time as before, despite repairs. Two people claim the third largest lottery prize in U.S. history, the $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot from July. Lottery officials in Illinois said the pair had the lone winning ticket and that they had agreed to split the prize if they won. They're taking the lump sum payment, more than $780 million, and choosing to stay anonymous.
The Illinois Lottery says it is unable to share any information about the winners except to say they must be absolutely over the moon with their Mega Millions win. The jackpot winning ticket was bought at a Speedway gas station and convenience store about 20 miles north of Chicago.
Fox's CJ Papa. Recapping the Fed's announcement, hiking a benchmark interest rate by 0.75 points for the third time in a row, escalating the central bank's fight against inflation. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.